This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. And right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring to you one of the newest Dallas Mavericks. It is indeed Najee Marshall. I'm off to a terrible start. Good afternoon, sir.
How you doing?
I would be doing better if I wouldn't have messed up that intro, but you know how it goes, right? All right, so I'm curious, we're just, the NBA season starts tonight, we're just about 48 hours away from the Mavericks starting. Every year, when it's almost time for the season to start, are you like, finally, are you nervous, is it just excitement? Like, what goes through your mind for that?
I think a little bit of excitement, and like you said, just finally. It's been a long training camp, just putting in a lot of work, getting accustomed to the guys. I feel like it's been a long 2 to 3 months, man. The season's finally around the corner, and I'm just ready to unleash the beast, man.
Najee, I do want to tell you, my co-host Kevin really is excited to have you, despite the mess up on your name. He's really like, he's one of those people
that's
very stoked.
I appreciate that.
when you got here, did you see like some of these guys? They're already on that same page, and they're already kind of like back in championship mode, trying to get back to that finals.
No, for sure. Everybody's been working hard. You know, I come back to the gym late night. The whole team is here. So it's just amazing to see from the strength coaches to the medical staff. Everybody just locked in. Sorry. So just amazing to see and just get energy to feed off.
I'm going to make this question long so that you can take a drink of water if you need to, Najee. Do you agree with the saying, you can't go 82-0 without winning the first one? Because my co-host thought that the Stars didn't really need to work that hard to win the first game. They reeled off four straight to start the season. Do you agree that you can't go 82-0 without winning the first one?
No, for sure. I mean, that's really impossible. So I just think, man, it starts from day one. And that's even before the first game training camp. If we want to, you know, accomplish the ultimate goal, I just feel like I have to be locked in from before when it starts. So by the time it does start, you already ready to go, man.
Okay.
Yes, that's pace.
I just want to clarify. Obviously, I hope you guys beat the Spurs and roll from there. But we had people on our airwaves, on our station, saying that if the Stars lost their season opener, they were done for, which is the most absurd thing I've ever heard in my life.
That's it. Nah. You know, you win some, you lose some, man. That's come with sports, period, life. But definitely, if we can, you know, put in enough effort to win the game because it's a game and not just because it's our first, that definitely, you know, like I said, good energy to feed off going into the rest of the season.
I love it.
So, Najee, when it comes to coming to a new team, the Dallas Mavericks, I was wondering, on the Pelicans, did you have a teammate that you just really clicked with that's one of your best friends, and have you found that guy on the Mavs who you just love hanging out with off the court?
Definitely Jose B.I., Trey Murphy. I mean, all of us were kind of very close in different ways. But I vibe with everybody, man. The Morris twin, Marquise, he's one of my great friends. Kai. Q Grimes, you know, we came together, so a lot of this stuff, learning and getting new, we're trying to do that together right now, so we've been together for the most part. Jaden Hardy, D-Live, like, it's all good vibes, man. We all got a different kind of friendship, connection, so it's just a good thing to see. But most definitely, as time go on, probably gained that friend, but Jose, man, he's still top dog. That's my guy right there.
Now, we appreciate all the positivity and the vibes. I don't know if you're like me at all. Sometimes outside of work or basketball, do you just kind of like being by yourself too and not necessarily being around a whole bunch of other people?
My MO, man. I love hanging by myself. 9 times out of 10 I'm by myself. So, yeah, for sure. For the most part, unless I'm playing basketball or something or with my fam, I'm by myself.
Do you find that other people in your life find that hard to understand? Because my wife loves to be around people, and I'm like, either way. Do you think people have a hard time understanding that you just like alone time?
I think most definitely. Especially with me being away and stuff sometimes for so long, or people having to come visit me, not being accessible as I used to be. I think people want to get around me. They just want to be around me all the time. and understand, like, sometimes, you know, I was just around 20 dudes, man, all day. I just want to sit in the room and watch YouTube videos and just chill, you know, so.
Absolutely. I'm with you 1,000,000% on that.
What should we be watching, sure. Najee, on YouTube?
I watch all highlights of my opponents.
Ooh. Oh.
Over and over and over and over and over and over and over again.
Do you ever see, not that you, maybe you don't want to admit this, do you ever see some of those highlights and you're like, crap, I don't know what I'm supposed to do to defend that person?
Never.
Okay, never. Good.
What is the key then? Like, is it just like just being aggressive and that's going to be the win there, or are you going to find that thing against them?
Just doing the best you can, honestly. At the end of the day, you do the best you can. You just got to leave it up to whatever happens, man. You know, every day is not perfect, but you just got to keep taking it day by day. I just go into it, no conscience, no thought, no nothing. Just do what I got to do.
Now, do you?
Especially the game got to end.
Do you go by, like, if people say, hey, Knife, do you answer to that? Or is that just a nickname that you do? Okay. All right. That toughness that we've heard about so far, when other people were looking, when you were on the outside of the Mavs looking in, did you look at them and go, yeah, they're not that tough of a team?
No, not really. I don't really look at the toughness of other people. That's definitely not what I thought. I just thought it was a great team. Mm-hmm. And I always thought of how I could, you know, help the Mavs or what they could do to help my game. And it's just crazy how I ended up on the same team, because I really used to think that. And I really wanted to play for the Mavs. So it's just crazy how God works.
Najee, have you been in practice yet where, I'm sure you've seen plenty of highlights of Luka, where he finds the guy in the corner and it just seems impossible that he saw him or got the pass to the corner? Have you been in practice with him where he has found you in the corner and you have no clue how the ball got to you?
Every day. Yes, sir. Every single day.
Is he the best at finding the corner guy?
I mean, he's just one of the best passers on the pick and roll, honestly. He just finds whoever's open. If the corner's not open, you're going to find yourself.
Now,
you've got to be ready to shoot.
As we learn more about you, the player and the person, because like I said, everyone here in Dallas is excited that you're here. We were doing some research, and can you tell us anything about your dad's boxing background? And did you ever think about, maybe I should go into that?
My dad definitely was a professional boxer. He stopped early. He was 3-1. I think he stopped early just to be there for his kids more. You know, I had 5 brothers, 1 sister. But we definitely grew up boxing, training. From when I grew up, 4 to 13, I never really fought nobody, but definitely almost pursued that career. I'm glad I did it, though.
Did being around him give you a different type of edge? Because you were like, fighting is something that I know how to do. Or is that just like, did you not fight much?
I just was born with that edge, to be honest. I don't think no one person really gave it to me. This is just who I am, honestly. I think if he wasn't my dad and I didn't know how to fight, I still, you know, kind of have that edge and, you know, just that chip on my shoulder. But, yeah, I think I was just born with this, to be honest.
How much of a luxury is it for an NBA team to have a Gafford and a Derek Lively on the same roster?
Oh, it seems like a video game, to be honest. Like, defense, offensively, it's just, like, amazing, to be honest. So convenient. And man, I just love it. I'll just look forward to playing with them guys, man, honestly.
How difficult is it, or maybe how easy is it, to improve as the season goes along? Because I know not a lot of time sometimes for practices in between days off and everything like that. So how much do you think this team, or maybe just you on this team, can get better as the season goes along?
Definitely get a lot better. You know, like you said, as the season goes along, we can't practice as much, but we can watch more film and really break down the game even more and understand it. So the less practice, I guess, the more film, and just getting to understand, like, a connection with the players. And the best way to get better is just natural born reps. So just going through the game and stuff like that.
One of the things that we talk about a lot, I know people are like, oh, who's starting the game, blah, blah, blah. We like to talk about who's on the court for the final 5 minutes. Is that ever something that players talk about? Or are you like, hey, did we win or did we lose? That's what I care about.
Definitely. You know, talking about the game in itself from all aspects. But definitely, I think the majority just wants to know if we won or lost. They're trying to get the W. That's all.
So, hey, growing up, I know I'm a lot older than you, Najee. Two of my favorite basketball players growing up a Mavs fan was Rolando Blackman and then Dell Ellis, who immediately went to the Sonics and kicked the Mavs' butt when I was a kid. Who were guys when you were a kid watching basketball that were kind of your heroes you loved watching play?
On the Mavericks?
No, it could just be in wherever. Obviously, you might not growing up a Mavericks fan, so.
Growing up, I love Allen Iverson. Russell Westbrook, KD, those are mainly the three who I really used to pay the most attention to growing up. But my favorite Mag is Corey Brewer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
From Florida, yeah. Big game against the Lakers in the playoffs.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get to play against, obviously Iverson was retired when you got to the NBA, but you can play against Russell Westbrook. You play against Kevin Durant. What is it like playing against guys that you idolized growing up?
I mean, it's amazing. Just to be able to share the same floor with them, just for them to be able to read, scout, and just see my name on it, it's just like unreal feeling. I feel like Quincy, who cried the other day when he met Steph Curry, my Xavier guy, but yeah, just amazing, bro. And it's a true blessing to be able to share the court with those guys and even get a W, man. Like, that to go through my head, like, I just beat KD in a game or he just beat Russell Westbrook team is just crazy to me, you know?
Man, we appreciate, well, I appreciate the fact that you're in Dallas. Mm. We appreciate the time very much. Best of luck, not only on Thursday, but obviously throughout the rest of the year.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
There you go. Man. Najee Marshall right here on 105.3 The Fan.